With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At least two people were killed, six more injured as several tornadoes touched down in Texas and Mississippi Saturday, damaging homes and flipping vehicles.
In Texas, one person died in an area south of Houston, while four people suffered injuries that weren't considered critical, according to authorities. There were multiple touchdown points, with officials identifying at least 10 damaged homes as they still conduct their assessment. In Mississippi, authorities report one person died in Adams County. Two people were injured in Franklin County. The National Weather Service says two tornadoes touched ground, ripping roofs from several buildings. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a passenger plane burst into flames after skidding off a runway at a South Korean airport, slamming into a concrete fence when its front landing gear apparently failed to deploy. 85 people have died thus far in one of the country's worst aviation disasters. The NFA says rescuers raced to pull people from the Jeju Air passenger plane carrying 181 people at the airport in the town of Muan, about 180 miles south of Seoul. Concerns still raised about the 11th-hour budget bill President Biden signed into law a week ago. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the original measure was downsized from more than 1,400 pages to a 118-page package.
What was left was the bare-bones things that need to make sure that our government still functions, so our Border Patrol agents get paid, our military gets paid, our Capitol Police get paid. All of the social services remain intact. Our farmers, for me, most importantly, we have a farm bill extension.
That's Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. $10 billion earmarked for farmers who have been struggling with high interest rates and catastrophic weather in some regions were at issue as well. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Iraqi lawmakers consider some troubling legislation. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ruled Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment, but Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge has left in place license measurements and requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. Missouri is one of five states where voters approved abortion ballot measures on Election Day. This is SRN News. The most popular nasal decongestant on pharmacy shelves may not be there much longer.
The Food and Drug Administration recently announced plans to phase out phenylephrine, the key ingredient in some cold and allergy pills. It's a win for skeptical researchers who have long questioned the drug's effectiveness. For consumers, it will likely mean switching to alternatives, including nasal sprays or older oral decongestants that were moved behind the pharmacy counter almost two decades ago. John Scott reporting.
The latest government data shows that cases of a fast-spreading stomach bug are surging in parts of the country. The most recent numbers from the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention show there were 91 outbreaks of norovirus reported during the week of December 5th. Data from recent years show a maximum of 65 outbreaks reported during the same week in December. Infection characterized by sudden vomiting and diarrhea. Outbreaks were often seen on cruise ships and situations like nursing homes and jails. This is SRN News.